Episode 13, Tapping Happy with Amanda Wiggs. Welcome to the Lightworker Podcast. I am your host, Natalie Ubel-Grant. I am a lightworker, a meditation facilitator, Reiki master, and a health and wellness enthusiast who thrives on helping people. Connection is my superpower, and I just love bringing people to a space where transformation can occur. Are you looking for information on being a lightworker? Are you a lightworker and just love collecting knowledge from other lightworkers? Then this is exactly where you need to be right now. Spirit has brought you here for a reason, and my hope is that this podcast will offer some new information and insights that will help you on your journey. I am here to help you connect and grow on your true path as a lightworker. What is tapping? Would you like to know now how tapping can help you overcome anxiety, worry, and stress? Today we have Amanda Wiggs from Tapping Happy with us on the Lightworker Podcast, discussing tapping and the benefits of having a session with her or coming along to her workshops where you learn a few of the tapping techniques that will empower you in your journey to overcoming life's challenges. Many healing modalities are able to assist with healing. There are many beautiful techniques available. Amanda tells me that she found that tapping was a powerful tool and that she really loves that while she is assisting someone with their healing, she's also showing them how they can heal themselves so that they can be self-sufficient. Tapping therapy is a technique based on the ancient art of acupuncture. Instead of using needles, people tap with their fingers on the acupressure points. All of our memories, programming, and beliefs are stored within us. Tapping accesses these and helps to clear obsolete thought patterns and emotional blocks. Tapping helps to clear long-standing and reoccurring thoughts and issues, and it helps you gain clarity around recent issues that may be coming up for you. If you are feeling blocked and unable to progress with your business, work, financial, or spiritual goals, tapping can clear the way for you to move forward with confidence and purpose. Today, with Amanda, she wants you to fall in love, be happy, be creative, be free, and most of all, be you. And find that with tapping. Amanda is a highly skilled and empathic tapping facilitator who has been tapping her way for the last 13 years. Necessity drove her to the front door of the tapping world as she suffered with crippling anxiety. Thankfully, tapping worked. She finally freed herself. And over the last 5 years, Amanda has been working with clients, facilitating their healing and making huge claims that it is the most rewarding work she has ever done. So, we began today as a conversation, so I won't introduce Amanda until later, but I just wanted to share a little bit more about the tapping before I head into the interview that we did. So I hope you enjoy the podcast today. Thank you so much, Lightworkers, for joining us, and have a great week.
Tapping Happy. And what name do you go by now?
Tapping Happy.
Tapping Happy.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
You tap yourself happy. Yeah. It works for me.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. You know the inner critic?
Oh, it's there. The ego's there.
Constant friend.
Constant friend. Yes. Yeah. We just like to let it step aside occasionally so that it doesn't rule the roost. Just ask it to sort of step over and just focus on the stuff that's coming from higher than that, because you can hear it if you listen. You'd get that now, wouldn't you?
Definitely. Yeah. I'm very intuitive.
Yeah.
And I've long just paused and asked myself a question, and you get the answer.
You do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can hear it. Yeah. I remember when I first started on this journey where I I actually couldn't fathom that there'd ever be a day where I'd be able to do that. I just couldn't fathom that you would be able to speak to spirit and have it answer you back. I laugh about that now, but you know, remember the book, have you read the book Conversations with God?
Yes.
That book,
crazily enough, I've got it in my sponsors.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
So that book, when I read that book, I couldn't put it down because
that's good.
That was like the proper insight for me with, oh my gosh, there's this, if you do actually just sit with a pen and paper and write what you hear, there's a whole other voice going on there with a different kind of twang to their language and everything. And if you just keep writing, it comes out.
I mentioned the Conversations with God books in my... What's your favourite book?
So that's your favourite book. We've just jumped straight
to... It was the second one. The first, I put something else first on, and only because it's what came to mind. It's what Spirit told me to put. But see, I don't refer to... I've never really referred to it as Spirit talking to me.
Right.
Or I don't ask Spirit. I'm just asking myself. And I know I'm conscious of the fact that we're all a oneness. We're all from Spirit and all that.
Yeah.
All those lovely terminology. I've just...
You've always had.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
How old were you when you first... became aware.
I don't know. I couldn't tell you, but I know that I've been conscious of it for a few decades, I guess. Yeah. I'm 46, by the way.
I'm proud of it.
Yeah. The older I get, the better I get.
Yeah, me too. Definitely.
Yeah, yeah. So I would ask myself simple things like, should I take this exit or the next exit? Like, little things like that, and somewhere in the back of my mind I'm thinking, am I avoiding an accident by taking this way? I'm taking this way because I got told to take this way. So it's probably sounds a bit irrational, but those sort of things I would do. And I've always all my parenting life I have been able to tune into my children's health.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
How clever is that?
Yeah, it was weird because I had this dog who got car sick.
Right.
And I would be driving along. I haven't felt car sick since I was a child, and I'd be reading the book in the car. And I would start to feel car sick, and I'd turn around and look at Yandy, and she would be sitting there looking at me with her nose all wet, and I'd be like, oh, you poor thing. She's feeling car sick.
Yeah.
I felt it.
Yeah.
Like, I literally felt it. And so with my children, I'm like, if they're like, I don't feel well, I need to have a day home from school, I'd be like, I just pause and tune in, and be like, no, get dressed. I know you're lying
to me.
That's
what I'm like.
Yeah.
It's a neat
trick.
Ever since they were little, you can sort of pick, I could tell when there was an earache, I could tell when there was a throat problem, I could tell when there was some sort of a pain or ache in their body.
And unfortunately, every single tooth created havoc.
Yeah.
You know, with ear infections and upper respiratory. Yeah, they really suffered with their teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a neat trick if you tune into it. I was surprised for me when I realised that was what was going on. I'd wake up 5 minutes before they'd wake up to be breastfed because I felt this, like a twang in my heart area.
Aww.
It would pull me out of the deepest sleep, and absolutely you could time it. A minute later, you'd hear the neh, 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 the baby crying.
I wonder if I'm the deepest sleeper and... my children can wake me
like that. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd have a physical response. So you're like me. We feel. We're feeling.
It's the whole empath thing.
We're sentient. Yeah. So you. That's one of your ways that spirit communicate with you.
I remember reading about that too.
Yeah. Which is awesome. So here on the Lightworkers podcast, we love to share these sorts of stories.
Right.
And I think it's a good time to say hi to everyone and welcome you to the podcast because we just got straight into it rather than having the big intro because it was a more comfortable way to get into a conversation, wasn't it? So we've sort of started with your story, but I would like to ask you a little bit more about particularly tapping, because that's something that is a big part of your life now.
Hmm.
How did you get into it?
Well, I'd sort of like to come forward a bit and say that I only about 5 years ago became aware of the whole empath. And I was like, oh my God. But then I went on the internet, couldn't find anything that was of any use to me.
Yeah.
But today I could draw up 1,000 articles in a second.
Yeah. Because of that consciousness shift that's happened.
Yeah, and it comes through on my Facebook feed. I'm like, where's that coming from?
Yeah.
I didn't. Anyway. So I have suffered from being an empath because I didn't know what was happening and I didn't have the tools to assist myself.
Right.
So I spent a lot of time floundering with myself.
Right.
Yeah, it was difficult. A couple of decades.
Yeah.
And so I found myself searching for healers and therapists and whoever was available
for answers.
No, just for relief.
Right.
To help me feel better.
You think that there was something wrong with you?
Yeah.
Right.
That needed healing.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, you know, my parents' marriage dissolved when I was a child and that was traumatic and this happened and that happened to me and this happened and that, and this is why I feel the way that I do.
Yeah.
This is what I was thinking. I had to resolve all those things.
Yeah.
In order to be happy. But I was being bombarded with all this energy and I didn't
From other people.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
That I was feeling other people's stuff.
Yeah.
I had no idea. So looking back now, I can see how that could be a problem.
Yeah, definitely. And you're not alone. It's something that a lot of people experience.
Yeah, so it was about 13 years ago that I learnt tapping. So it's probably a year before that. I kept seeing all these full page ads on the back of Living Now magazines.
Universe was talking to you.
Because I was in Brisbane and those free, cool, you know, spiritual magazines that come out. And they had it on the back page every month. And I was like, oh, that looks good, that looks good. And I just felt like that would be a way where I could be a little bit more self-sufficient, which is, you know, a little bit cheaper than going and seeing a therapist.
Definitely. You wanted to start empowering yourself.
And you've got it on tap.
Yeah.
You don't have to, you know, fit into someone else's schedule.
Yeah, definitely.
So I saw the tapping advertised and I thought that looks like something that I could be more self-sufficient.
Yeah.
And I learnt it and I was never diagnosed with anxiety, but in retrospect, I label how I was feeling as very, very anxious, and it would build up to a point where I had to go see someone and then I'd feel relief.
Yep.
And then it would build up and just kept...
It's like a Band-Aid. Like,
yeah, it was awful. And I tapped that out of me, that anxiety.
Awesome.
Yeah. It's not to say I never feel anxious about anything.
No, it's just you've got a different way now of managing.
Yeah.
And you have probably a deeper understanding of how it began.
Yeah, well, like in my early days of tapping, I was finding myself tapping at traffic lights. I was running to the loo at work because I had to.
Yeah.
To tap.
Yeah.
I had no choice. I had nothing else. And I was desperate. I don't need to do that anymore.
No.
If I'm tapping at the traffic lights because I'm listening to a really cool podcast and they're tapping and I'm tapping along, or, you know, if I've, you know, had something happen at work and I'm like, oh, you know, I'm tapping that out on my way home.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like I have to do it right then and there. It's just because it's a convenient time to tap.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm a mum with little kids and I work and run the house, and so there's not always a lot of time to do a 30-minute tap.
Yeah, we have to just balance it and
take
manage
it. Take
and
it where
we
can.
Take it where we can get it.
Yeah, so I, 13 years ago, and that's why I was a mess.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I needed it. It was a necessity. I was desperate. And I didn't know a lot about it, but from what I looked at on this ad, I thought, that looks like something that can help me.
Yeah.
And
you listened to that inner voice that said, do that.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like $500, you know, that was a lot of money 13 years ago.
Yeah.
And then since then I've been self-studying.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. seeing what you can do with it, playing around with it. You now see clients, don't you?
I do. Yeah. I do. Probably for about the last 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I didn't obviously intend to do that with it when I started tapping.
Yeah.
And if the thought ever popped into my head, I was like, no way, that's not me. But then it was about 6 years ago. I remember driving home. I remember exactly where I was. I was coming off Bruce Highway, taking the exit to Palmerstone Road. I was living at Donnybrook at the time, and I just had this overwhelming feeling that I should be sharing this. There are so many people suffering like I was, and who am I not to share that to help them?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and then I was, you know, of course, then all the self-doubt kicks in. You're like, who are you to share that? Who are you to share that? Just, you know how it goes.
Oh, yeah, the nasty talk, the chatter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, and about 8 years ago, I emailed one of my tapping gurus, as I like to refer to them, people that I studied.
Yeah, studied with, yeah.
Yeah, like I'm always purchasing.
Yeah, yeah.
Audio.
We're always building on
and,
top.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Dr. Carol Look was someone that I really liked her work. And I emailed her. She's an American. I said, oh, do you think I should get accreditation with someone with tapping? Because when I first started self-studying, I discovered Gary Craig, who does EFT.
Yes.
Because I learnt TFT, which was from the originator, Dr. Roger Callanan.
Okay.
He's an American psychologist, you know, and revolutionary, hat off to the man. He's not long passed away, but, you know, he was a psychologist dabbling in alternative therapies in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah, I mean, pioneer.
Yeah, yeah. So he linked up the energy meridians and that our emotions are reflected in different vital organs, and this woman had a water phobia and fixed it after he'd worked with her for 18 months and had got nowhere.
Yeah, the traditional way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that was the birth of tapping.
Yeah.
And it's exciting stuff.
Very. So can you describe to me what a tapping session would be like? Like, for people, if you were a brand newbie to the concept, what could you expect if they came and had a healing session with you?
Okay, well, oftentimes there's a driving force behind wanting to have like something's bothering you. There's an underlying issue. But if that's not the case and you've just got like me, I was anxious, that's okay too, because you just chip away at all of your underlying, what I like to call is obsolete beliefs and programming.
Yes.
We're all, you know, everyone knows about our formative years. Everything's plugged in from when we're 0 to 5, some say 8.
Yeah.
And
most of the autopilot stuff is before 5.
And we can't even remember that stuff.
No.
So how are you supposed to come to a session and know what you've got to talk about, what you need to clear up?
Yeah.
It's usually presenting itself with a totally separate, seemingly unconnected
issue. Yeah.
Like, I remember one time sitting down and thinking, I'm going to do a tapping session. I've got some time. The kids were with their dad. And I thought, what should I tap on? And straight away I thought about this puppy that lived across the road that kept crying, and it so stressed me out. It stressed me out that this little puppy was tied up and he kept escaping and coming to our place and wanting attention.
How old were you when that happened?
Well, this was only 4.5 years ago.
Oh, right, recently. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, oh, and it was tap on this dog, and I was like, what do I need to tap on the dog for? But an hour later I was like, oh my god, that dog represented me being left to flounder without anyone helping me.
Yeah.
But then I came to the realization that no one had the tools to help me. They didn't know how to help me.
Yeah, you had
they
to
didn't
learn
understand
how to do it.
I didn't understand. How could they help me?
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, so you can either come with an issue or you can come with just an overlying feeling. And the session would typically go for 2 hours.
Yep.
And in the first half of the session, I'd be like a detective, I guess, asking questions.
Yep.
Getting to that underlying belief system that you have. Everything that triggers you is like a gift. It's your spirit,
yeah,
telling you,
you need to look
that
at
there's
this.
Something that needs to be fixed up. So if you're feeling agitated by someone at work, that agitation is a reflection of something else that's happened to you previously, and they're just bringing it into your consciousness. So,
but it's time now to look at this.
Yeah, so sometimes a cigar is just a cigar, but sometimes that cigar represents something that happened to you when you were a child.
Yeah.
And almost always our issues do stem from childhood, from our formative years. And so we'd spend the first hour digging around.
Yeah.
Your subconscious primary role is to keep you safe and happy.
Yeah, and that's booby traps so that you don't look for it.
And it's the biggest part of our thinking capacity. It's, yeah. And it's all stored away. And it wants to keep you safe and happy. And it doesn't think that digging around in all that muck is very safe.
No.
And it's not so happy.
No.
So it'll dodge and weave as much as it possibly can to keep you safe and happy. And my job is to keep asking the right questions until we get to the root cause of the issue.
Yeah.
So we get to that, and it's not traumatic to talk. Like, I've had endless hours of talk therapy. Doing a tapping session is nothing like that. It's just asking the right questions. You're not sitting there reliving every
detail.
Yeah, of every traumatic experience you've ever had. It's not like that. So there's a question and answer session, and then we tap.
Yeah.
And there's lots of different techniques to use, and I would use whatever's appropriate at the time.
Yeah.
Mm.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And then they walk away with homework sometimes?
Well, it'd be great if everyone did their homework, wouldn't
it? Yeah, would be good, wouldn't it?
I would say to my clients to take the little tapping format that I've given them that they can fit in their wallet,
yeah,
or put on their dashboard or up next to their fridge and tap anytime they feel. Look, you don't need to be a professional tapper to know how to tap, because you can feel that anxiety or that anger or that fear and do tap on the 5 simple points that we tap on,
yeah,
and feel relief.
Yeah,
you don't have to do a 2-hour session on yourself. I could have a client ring me and have a 5-minute emergency tap and be gone and on their way happy for the day.
Yeah.
You know, it's not necessary to have a 2-hour session. So the homework would be to tap whenever you feel discomfort, whenever you feel triggered.
Yeah.
And if you can't work to the bottom of it yourself, then at least you can relieve yourself and then we can work on it later.
Great.
And as time goes on, I would hope that with their homework and their practice, that they would, the whole beauty of tapping for me, because there's so many different modalities that can achieve the same results, kinesiology,
yeah,
Reiki,
yeah,
meditation.
Definitely.
Heaps.
Heaps.
But with the tapping, it's, I'm hoping that my clients will develop their tool belt, and they can be self-sufficient,
yes,
and like me,
yep,
heal themselves,
exactly,
and take it with them anywhere they go and share it with their friends.
Yeah.
And compared to when I learned tapping, there's so much free stuff on the internet. It's beautiful. Yeah. Like I am currently studying to get my accreditation. I
awesome.
Changed my mind on that one. I'm a bit anti-establishment and I have a degree. I have a degree. I know what it takes to study, and I know that the amount of study I've done tapping, I could have got 2 degrees.
Yeah.
You know, I've done a lot of self-study.
That's right, and we all do.
And I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
But I know there's a lot of people out there who probably prefer that I had a degree in psychology and maybe be a medical doctor as well, and then be all sorts of, you know, maybe even if I just had like a life coach under my belt, you know, that sort of thing. But anyway, I'm confident with my skills,
yeah,
and my knowledge and my gifts to work with people.
The accreditation you were talking about.
Oh, yeah,
you
sorry.
You are actually getting the accreditation.
It's Faster EFT. And Robert Smith, he's, you know, the TFT I originally learnt, Roger Callanan is the originator of tapping. He's the daddy.
Yeah.
And then Gary Craig came along, learnt it from him in the early days and streamlined it. I won't get into the nuts and bolts of TFT and EFT, but basically TFT, you had to identify whether you were feeling pain or depression or anger or fear, and then there was a different tapping algorithm for different emotions.
Yeah.
Because different
organs represent different emotions.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So Gary Craig came along and he's like, ugh, that's a little bit complicated. So he's like, let's just tap on every single point every time. It's not going to hurt.
Everything's covered.
Yeah. And introduced a few other things. Like, there wasn't a whole lot of talking going on in TFT. You sort of did it silently. But with Gary Craig's EFT, introduced talk.
Great.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And in between Gary Craig and now, there is just so many different tapping therapists that have branched off, added, enhanced, written books.
Yeah.
Do workshops. Work with people. Teach their gifts. And that's all great.
Yeah.
I've chosen Robert Smith to get my accreditation with because I think...
He feels right.
He's... just no bullshit kind of guy. Like, I'm not into flamboyancy or kookiness.
You just want somebody that's down to the point.
Crazy language. Yeah, he's just down the line.
Yeah.
Down to earth.
Does he offer freedom to take, like, you? When I ask that question, what I mean by that is that is his approach getting you to tap into what your natural talent is and your ability so that you can bring that through as well?
I wouldn't say that. I would say his approach is, this is the procedure.
Yep.
And this is how you do it.
Okay.
Yeah. There is no guessing.
Yep.
There's no... But when you're a tapping therapist, there's always a certain amount of your own intuition...
I was going to say...
And your own experiences that add to the healings. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever tapped with someone that hasn't reflected something from my own life.
Well, that's...
I mean, we're all humans and that just sounds stupid to say that, but it's... We all have our unique experiences.
Yes.
Even though we're all human, we all feel this gamut of emotions. It's kind of... a bit crazy how much my clients reflect me. So you can... There's always a certain amount of technique, but there's always you.
Yeah.
And what you bring to the table as well.
Yeah. Well, that is what being a light worker is all about, I feel like. We as practitioners, it's an exchange that occurs when we hold space for somebody because, yes, we're offering a space for them to heal... But they're the ones that are doing the work.
Yeah, yeah.
And in that exchange, whatever they're healing from, we're actually healing an aspect of ourselves at the same time.
And that's the beautiful thing. Yeah. With tapping, I feel invigorated. I feel light as a feather and I feel so honoured that someone's trusted me to help them with their healing. And I feel so... proud of them for the work that they've done because it takes guts.
It does.
You got to have some gonads.
Yeah, because you're looking at things that are hard.
Your subconscious doesn't want to go there.
No.
And so there's an enormous amount of resistance, and so to overcome that and actually do the work is commendable.
Very much so. I have that when people come and have healings with me, because what I get them to do is confronting, same as if they come and see you. We deal with past programming that challenges your life,
challenging.
And it's challenging. And if you don't want it to rule your life anymore, sometimes you have to go there.
Yeah.
And so I only really get the brave ones, or the ones that don't think and just jump,
feel the fear and do it anyway.
Exactly. And I mean, that's part of why.
But that is a journey, though. Sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah.
I remember I was my boyfriend had had a car accident and I was in a tailspin because my dad had died in a car accident and it was just triggering me left, right, and centre.
Yeah.
It was awful. And my doctor's like, right, you need to go and see a psychiatrist. And I was like, excuse me. No way. Anyway, eventually I relented. I went and this old man sitting there, not even looking me in the eye and asking me all these questions about my childhood. And then it's like, right, I want you to be... taking these pills, wanted me to put me in antidepressants. Like, no, I'm good, thanks. And he's like,
straight away,
first session.
You're kidding.
I didn't see him again.
And you're dealing with grief and they want to prescribe drugs to you straight away.
Yep.
Wow.
And he wrote a dirty letter to my doctor, angry that I wouldn't do what I was told, told me that it wouldn't take long for me to adjust to being on them and that I should take them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And that goes on all the time, doesn't it?
It does.
We have to grieve. We have to give ourselves time.
But I remember that's what my point with that was.
Yeah.
Apart from the obscenity, sorry.
It's all good.
I was petrified
to
go into that doctor's office. And afterwards I was like, what was I worried about? That silly old man. I didn't need to be scared of him. But that first time I went and saw someone, I was scared. And it is scary to start that journey. So, I mean, I don't want to mock anyone for not having had the courage to do that, because I was in that place at some point.
We all have been.
But now, for me, if I need help...
First thing you do.
It's like going to the GP or the dentist if I've got a sore tooth. Yep. And I feel the same way. It's in the same paradigm for me. It's not anything to fear. It's just something that needs to be done.
Maintenance.
Yeah, yeah.
And rather than letting it get to that overwhelm state.
Yeah.
Know that there's something going on and that you have the power to do something about it.
Not that I need to see anyone very regularly anymore.
No.
But it's interesting. Even still,
because
sometimes
you've done the work,
life... can present you with challenges and you do feel you need someone else on deck. And I still, with my study, with the tapping study, part of that is to get mega hours up as the tapper and as the tappy.
Yeah.
So I get...
So you can experience it as well as facilitate.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And you know, that inner work is vital.
The inner work as a healing practitioner.
Yeah.
I feel is one of the most important things that you can do, because if you haven't done the work on yourself, then you can't be a clear channel for the healing that needs to come through. And that's what we really are, is we're a channel of energy that comes through and holds space for people. So if you haven't done work on yourself to raise your vibration and
it's
allow...
It's really so sitting here nodding, no one can hear me
nodding. You're agreeing. You've got to allow yourself the healing to occur for you so that you can be the best for your clients.
Yeah, yeah.
Really. And then those clients, like you were saying before, are going to come and show you a reflection of yourself anyway.
Yeah, yeah. And there's that whole, you know, if I hadn't have been through all that, those awful dark days, as I refer to them, I wouldn't be able to be here and help other people. And it, you know, that's a really hard pill to swallow.
Yeah, that you had to go through
when you're
that.
Suffering, and if you're still suffering and hear people say that and you're like, great, something to look forward to. Thanks. But it's true.
It is so true.
And I've got a ways to go, don't get me wrong. You know, like I'm really early in my journey with my knowledge and understanding of being an empath.
Yeah.
It's only been about 5 years since I
realised
or learned
what
about
it was.
Yeah. And, you know, it's not the same as having empathy. It's in the same ballpark, but it's not the same.
It's not the same thing.
No, and it was a... so I've got a ways to go with a lot of things, and as we all do if we're still breathing.
Mm-hmm. We are still breathing, we're always doing the work.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just part of being human and having the experience, is we're supposed to experience the myriad of emotions that come our way and try not to stuff them in a sock. Try and let them come out and experience them and feel them and work through them rather than ignoring them, because that's your body talking to you.
Yeah, what gets ignored doesn't go away.
No, it doesn't.
And it doesn't stay the same.
No, it doesn't.
It compounds on itself.
It grows and grows and grows.
Like kefir things.
Yeah, the kefir grains. Yes. They grow and they grow
and they
grow. They
just keep growing, yeah, until it's unbearable.
Yeah.
Which reminds me of something Anthony Robbins says about procrastination. You know, you only procrastinate for as long as the pain of not doing it, becomes greater than the pain of... No,
it's the other way around. I know what you're trying to say, though.
Yes. Anyway.
You put it off and put it off until you can't stand it anymore, and then you just have to jump.
Well, you know, that assignment's due.
Yeah.
You have
what
to
are you
going to
do? You've got to do it. Sink or swim.
Yeah.
Definitely.
What else did you... I'm
going to ask you a question. You were you've been doing tap. We've talked tapping, but being aware of spirit, when did that begin for you?
Yeah, well, I contemplated that last night, and because you kindly provided me with your questions.
Yes.
And I was raised Catholic.
So how did that go? So cool.
Yeah, well, for me, I'm not into Catholicism. I mean, I have put my daughters in Catholic school.
Oh, yeah.
Because I feel it's important for them to have a spiritual education.
Yeah.
And what's cooler than being taught to be like Jesus, you know?
Yeah.
And anyway, so I was raised a Catholic, so I've always had that cornerstone,
yeah.
that belief.
Yeah.
I've never lost my faith in God, in Jesus and Mother Mary.
Yeah.
Whether Jesus actually existed or not, I don't really care. So, you want to argue with me about that? That's not going to happen.
There's no arguing needing.
No, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the,
listeners.
The listeners. Yeah.
The listeners.
Yeah. So, that was my cornerstone, the start of my knowing of who I really am.
Yeah.
And so that knowing of who and what we really are was developed over the years of my searching for peace and happiness and all the books I read and all the articles I read and all the podcasts I listened to and just the searching for
peace and happiness.
Peace. Yeah, from that awful place I was in.
Yeah.
So I read a lot. Read a lot. And watched things like The Secret.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
That was later on. But you know, I read a lot.
So what was your favourite book?
Well, when
books.
Yeah, when I contemplated that question, the book that came to mind, and it's a book that, because as I say, I read a lot of books.
Yeah, me too.
Back when I had time to read books.
Yeah.
Now I'm sort of, my reading time is with study, about tapping mostly.
Yeah.
But it's called Even Eagles Need a Push.
All right.
And I had to Google the author, but it's David McNally. And it was just after I finished university. I'm a landscape architect. That's what I did at uni.
Cool.
And I was burnt out and jobless. And I took a couple of days and I did... It's a short book. It's something like, the internet told me, 169 pages. But it's full of exercises that develops into... You're writing down your life's purpose.
Awesome.
Yeah. And I've referred to that and thought about that life's purpose that I developed so many times over the years. And back, you know, in 2000, 1999, 2000, when I did it, of course, I didn't know tapping then. It was a few years later that I, probably 4 years, like 3 or 4 years later that I learned tapping.
Yeah.
And then, you know, another 5 or 6 years before I went, oh, maybe I should be sharing this.
Yeah.
So it was a long time between doing my life's purpose and now where I'm like, yeah, that is so right. That is so right for me. But back then I was like, what am I going to do with that?
Awesome. So you've already had the framework.
Yeah.
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 Of where you'd end up. You just didn't know how you'd get there.
Yeah, and I kept it, I wrote it out on a card, I kept it in my wallet for years, and I don't know what happened to that, but I was then motivated last night to dig through my box of journals to find it, and I did.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so that was the book that came to mind, but then I also felt compelled to say that also The Conversations with God by Neil Donald Walsh.
Yeah.
I can't find my notes on that, but that was... Well, I just remember feeling a great sense of... Um, I'm on the right path. I'm okay. Everything, all this information that's infiltrated into my mind over the years
has its purpose.
Yeah, everything. I was like, oh my God, and I got online and I ordered, got the 3 books in hardcover from America, and they're beautiful. They're quite uniquely made. And just devoured them. I loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just felt, what's the word?
Connected?
Like, no, right's coming to mind, but that's not the word I mean.
It was confirmation for you.
Yes, that's it. Yeah, that.
Yeah.
Of what I was feeling and thinking and my path. Yeah. I'm okay. We're okay. We are all connected. You know, because that first time where I was introduced to the concept of the fact that we are all one.
Yeah.
We are, you know, a vertical slice of spirit experiencing itself. I was like, get out of town. Are you kidding me? You know, I was brought up Catholic. There's Jesus and there's God and what? I'm not.
I can't be Jesus or God.
Yeah. So, you know, that was pretty...
Yeah.
Pretty out there, that concept, when I was introduced to that probably, I don't know, 20-odd years ago. I was like, no way.
Yeah.
No. You know, so that was, like, that was a big thing to get my head around. And I guess reading Conversations with God just, you know, probably 10 years later after that introduction and getting my head around that slowly, that Conversations with God was a big deal for me, yeah.
Yeah.
I've still got a couple of laminated pictures I purchased at the same time up in my bathroom, and they're beautiful and colourful. And one of them says simply, choose love. And the other one is, there's nothing I need to have, there's nothing except for exactly what I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
And I, like, if I happen to have a bath, I just lay in there, look at them and go, yep.
Yep. Yep. Then bliss out on that.
Yeah.
It's just the simple...
But I've had them up on my wall since, you know,
yeah,
the last 14 years. And there's been many times where I've gone, F off. That is so hard.
Not today.
Not today.
I'm not feeling it today. Yeah. I can read it, but I'm not feeling it.
Yeah.
But now, that happens, though.
But the more you work on yourself, the more you can feel that.
You do. You get the bulk connected. Of the time.
Yes. Yeah. And there's only little patches of, oh, nah. What?
Yeah.
Now it's just like an overlaying soft blanket for me, you know? It's just there.
It's there the whole time.
I don't doubt anymore. Like, I've always had faith,
but
I've had it challenged a lot.
Yeah.
And, but now I'm solid in that.
Yeah. It's awesome. All right. Another question. What fills your heart with joy?
Well... My kids.
Yeah. It's easy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you have a morning ritual?
Again, yeah.
Yeah.
My children. I've got 2 little kids. They're 6 and 7.
Yeah.
So they get up very early.
Yeah.
And it's all about getting ready for school and me getting ready for work on my work days. And
yeah.
So I don't...
You don't slot in some me time, like even if it's only 5 minutes or...
The thing that I've reflected on that question, and probably the things I do for myself is I'll light some incense.
Yeah, there's ritual right there.
Yep, and I like to have music on.
Yeah, something peaceful and soft, or do you like to get motivated music?
I have a Pandora station that I've created that is just
lovely.
The love of my life.
Can you tell us what that is so that we can all tune in?
Well, I initiated it with Hozier, and it's got other bands on there like the Lumineers and even like Led Zeppelin and Mazzy Star. Like I've probably only got about 8 bands that I've put in there, but yep. I've, you know, liked and disliked hundreds of songs, and it's everything it gives me is exactly wonderful. What I like.
Oh, good.
Yeah. It's sort of easy listening, I guess.
Yeah.
But I'm not up to speed with all the different music genres.
You just like what you like.
Back when I was a child, there was rock and roll and country and western.
Right.
Or opera, you know. Yeah. Now we've got, like, a list as long as my arm of different genres. And I don't know. It's I've always loved rock and roll. But I think my Hozier station's a bit more easy listening than rock and roll. It does serve up a little bit every now and then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you said earlier that when you're driving, tapping's a good time to do that. Was that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd recommend that for the beginner.
No.
Because when I began, I would tap at traffic lights when I was stationary.
Yeah.
But I can safely and easily tap while I drive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I've been a big fan of listening to audio for years. You know, life gets busy.
Yeah, it does.
Can't always sit down and read a book.
No, me too.
So audio is a wonderful way to learn.
Yes.
And a couple of times I've purchased, there's a Tapping World Summit that Nick and Jessica Ortner, they're a brother and sister team that have brought tapping to the mainstream, I think. They've been largely responsible for that in my mind.
Yeah.
They've done, you know, like docos and written books and got on Oprah and Dr. Oz and whatnot. So they've brought it to the mainstream a great deal. They run what they call the Tapping World Summit, every year. And like any other summit that you'll get online, they'll have upward of 40 specialists and interview them like you're interviewing me.
Great.
They'll talk about their speciality. They'll be tapping. And so you learn, listen, you tap, you clear.
Yeah, great.
Next speaker. And they're all talking about different things. Like one might talk about scarcity in your life with money.
Yeah.
One might be talking about scarcity in your life with love. Someone else might be talking about parenting. Someone else might be talking about peak performance.
Yeah.
Because you can use tapping for any multitude of things.
Yeah.
And peak performance is one of them. For instance, if you're an athlete, you could use it. Because, you know, if you've got the skills, the only thing really holding you back from being a superstar is what's going on between your ears, what's holding you back. And so with the tapping, you can dig around and find what's holding you back.
Specifically.
Yeah. So peak performance is a good one.
Yeah.
And you can use that for, you know, operating your business, for taking an exam. I used peak performance one time because I was procrastinating about doing my tax return. I had all this paperwork and I didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
And I avoided it for months and eventually I was like, oh, Amanda. And so I did the peak performance algorithm from TFT and I just sat there and did my tax return until it was finished that night and I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Awesome.
Yeah. So that's one thing you can use tapping for, but also I've used it for so many different things. I use it on my daughter.
Yep.
Samantha's very similar to me in that she's quite an emotional creature, and I've used it with her for going to the doctor. She'd be freaking out and we'd tap and she'd walk in there like she's going to get an ice cream.
Great.
Yeah. I've used it on her since she's about 4. And you probably start earlier than that. But I tapped on her when I told her that her father and I had separated.
Yeah.
And we just kept tapping and talking and until she stopped crying and she jumped off the kitchen bench and went off and watched telly.
Great.
You know, it's not to say she hasn't had issues with us separating.
No.
Since then, but tapped
her through.
If she wakes up with nightmares, we talk and tap it out until she feels calm and she goes back to sleep. She won't go back to sleep unless I tap on her. She's a nightmare.
Yeah.
I had a tapping session the other day with a 14-year-old girl struggling with typical high school issues.
Yeah.
And it was quick. It's quick when they're younger because, you know...
It is easier when they're younger.
I've had 46 years of...
Of layers.
Of finding evidence of my beliefs.
Yes.
And having all those events holding up
proper issues.
Prop it up
and keep it there.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, so a 14-year-old girl, man, I wish I had tapping when I was 14. That would have been... My life would be so different right now. So different.
Yeah.
I would be so...
That's why this next generation
of
kids are so lucky, you know. There really is a myriad of modalities out there that a lot of parents are finding something that suits them.
Yeah. Yep.
And then they're sharing that with their kids and seeing results and having peaceful and harmonious. I mean, it's not peaceful all the time, but it definitely makes it easier in between those
peaks and troughs. I would like to think that, you know, soon enough our day will start with a little meditation.
Yeah.
Me and my two daughters.
Yeah.
A bit of yoga.
Yeah.
A bit of tapping.
Do a bit of me time.
Off you go to school.
Yeah.
You know. But at the moment it's probably still quite chaotic.
Yeah.
You know, I told you to get dressed. Come on, get dressed. And Tennille's still wearing her undies on her head, you know. We've been talking about this for an hour. Why aren't you dressed?
Yeah.
You know,
it happens in everyone's family.
Yeah.
We are not the Lone Rangers.
Yeah.
It's something that I think we're faced with every day. But I think that for me, just focusing on the emotions around how I feel in those moments, and you would use tapping and I use my visualization, it definitely eases the pain.
Mm.
And so then they can walk around with their undies on their head just as long as they like, and it has no effect on you anymore. You know? It's up to them if they want to be ready for school or not.
That's a photo opportunity for their 21st.
Oh, definitely. All right. On that note, I wanted to thank you very much for coming on the show and sharing your story.
Yeah.
Now, Amanda has a beautiful workshop coming up on tapping, and it's going to be in Budrum at the
Bloom Hill Centre.
Can you tell us the dates?
It's on the 1st of July at the Bloom Hill Centre, which is 58 Ballinger Road, starting at 1 o'clock, going till 4 o'clock.
Yep.
And we're fundraising for holding space for the next Being Woman gathering, which is a beautiful 3-day retreat full of yummy food, beautiful women and amazing workshops that happens once a year. And I'm in the first circle, which is the group of women coordinating and preparing for the next gathering next March. So awesome. As part of that, we're raising funds too, because it's a not-for-profit organisation.
Great.
So we're fundraising and it'll be lovely.
Yeah, it sounds really, really good. And I know that there was I had some interest, so I got you on the show so that you can share a little bit about tapping and a little bit about you, so we can already know who you are when we go.
Thank you so much for inviting me to speak. It's been a real treat.
Yeah.
Talking about myself, he doesn't like doing that.
You don't normally like doing that, but anyway, here you are and you've done it now.
Yeah, yeah.
So all that has been shared today will be shared in the show notes. So links and such will be all on the website at lightworkerpodcast.com. And you can find Amanda at Tapping Happy
on Facebook.
So I want to thank you all for joining us today on this podcast, and I hope you enjoyed it and have a beautiful week.
Thank you so much, Nat.
Head over to lightofwellness.com, that is www.lightofwellness.com, now and sign up for my newsletter by joining the Light Tribe. I will keep you up to date with the latest info on upcoming episodes, workshops, meditation groups, and Reiki courses. I would also love if you have a chance to rate us on iTunes. Ratings means we are able to reach more people. Thank you again so much for joining me today. Have a great week. The content found within these podcasts are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Nothing on this website is intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any physical or medical conditions. If you have any physical or medical conditions, you should seek the advice of your medical professional immediately.